taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
There are so many reasons to check out NordVPN.com/Fightful. Let's go through a ton of them. Works on all operating systems and devices, even your router. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Add extra layers of digital security to your life with the Password Manager, the File Encryption Tool, the Threat Protection Pro. It's the fastest VPN in the world. They've got a global server network, 24/7 tech support. And if you're a wrestling fan, oh man, are you in for it? All of the programs that WWE runs, you can watch with one Netflix account with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price. This service pays for itself in the money that you are going to save. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It is February 26th, 2025. This is the What's Up, You Guys podcast with Sean Ross Sapp. Usually we do the hump on Wednesdays. Jimmy does not embrace the grind. What you will not see is Jimmy on a webcam with a house phone like Dave Meltzer, who does embrace the grind. Jimmy is not that committed to it. Make sure you send him a lot of tweets at JimmyVan74 and ask him why he's not doing that. But leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to talk to you guys, here to find out what you guys want to talk about, see what kind of insight or even opinion I can provide to the things that you guys want to hear about. So I am here for as long as you guys are sending super chats and humper chats. If you watch this show and you enjoy it, FightfulSelect.com is for you. I have a Discord over there. I'm answering your questions nonstop over there. We have a feature called Select Answers, and usually 5 to 7 days a week, we have an article that has a Q&A element to it. Every single week, I do a Q&A show, Sunday or Monday. Next week's will be live. So an awful lot in the way of this over at FightfulSelect.com. It's only $6 a month. Or $64 a year. We would greatly appreciate you patronizing our Patreon. And a few people asking why Jimmy hates us so much. Jimmy is in a better place financially than I am. I've got to come to work. Jimmy Van doesn't have to anymore. But I just want to say thank you guys to all of you who are here. I am using the Bengals frame from my common Bengals W thing, but you can send a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Or if you're watching on X, on Twitch, on Facebook, any of those things, you can send a humper chat over at humperchats.com. That goes an awful long way in supporting what we do. Outside of a few sponsors, we are almost completely publicly funded. We do not make like a great amount of money off of clicks or whatever that may be. So we would greatly appreciate you guys doing that. And if you're in the comments, I am there every day hanging out with you guys, talking about wrestling. A couple of quick plugs about Fightful's YouTube this week. We have a post-Elimination Chamber show. We ran the video scrums of Sami Zayn, Roxanne Perez, Bianca Belair, Drew McIntyre, ran an in-person interview with Tiffany Stratton, a short one with Chelsea Green, and 6 days ago, Mike Straw's latest video when TNA tried and failed the Monday Night War against WWE. That is our latest Fightful Presents video. I am so happy to see the traffic climbing on those, because that is something, that is a world that we've never jumped into on Fightful, and we're going to look to do some more cool stuff like that. So I want to thank all of you that have been showing up here. I've got a new series that I think I'm going to drop on Monday, but I'm going to put it up early for Tier 2 Fightful Select members. Actually, I might do it for Tier 1 just to get some input. I'm giving you stories behind the interviews that we're doing or that we've done. And the first one that I wanted to do was MJF from 2019. that has a little bit of a Hangman Page element to it as well. That is going to drop next week on our YouTube here, but it will be up early for Fightful Select subscribers. Might throw that up today for all Fightful Select subscribers, just so they can kind of see it, give me some feedback on it. And when I really sat down and made the list of all of them that I would go through, I was like, oh, damn, I've got quite a few. Got quite a few. Edited it myself. I'm not great at that, but by God, I did it. So very excited to see what you guys think about that. Lord Zypher sends a humper chat. We're going to get to that. He says, any potential news on a Demon Balor return? There have been a couple of background teases of late. Thank you for all your hard work, Sean. Listen, man, hard work is hard work, but I get to talk about wrestling all day. So I don't think it will happen until there is like a complete split, and he will have to do one of two things if he's going to bring the Demon back. It'll have to be either him as an overwhelming babyface or a really like horrible heel. You know what I mean? Like a dangerous heel. Because I don't think that just bringing it back to bring it back is necessarily worth it. He doesn't have the undefeated element to it anymore. But when I look at the history of the Demon, and it's like, my God, man, the booking did not do things great. And I know that Edge trying to bring out a darker side of himself brought out the Demon, but it was just, I didn't think it was booked very effectively there. I thought it was very underwhelming and not what the fans of that deserved. Oh, man. Alexander Fitzgerald says, RIP, Michelle Trachtenberg, loved Eurotrip. This is a heartbreaker, man. I was not a big Harriet the Spy person or, you know, Gossip Girl or anything like that, but I was a huge fan of Eurotrip. I mean, I wish they still made ridiculous movies like that. They do here and there, but big fan of Eurotrip. She was phenomenal in that. I won't say that Cop Out was a good movie, but I was very much looking forward to it and watched it and enjoyed it. And I mean, she was so talented. I mean, like you look back at her career, she was on Pete and Pete, which again, wasn't a big fan of the show, but she did great at it. Like was wonderful at that show. She was on Figure It Out on Nickelodeon back in the day, which I did watch the hell out of that. Man, it's heartbreaking. 39 years old. And don't want to speculate on the cause of death. Know that she'd had some health issues of late, but man, you hate to see that. And someone that brought so much joy to people, especially in childhoods and people close to my age, like grew up watching her on so many shows, like grew up watching her on Pete and Pete, on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, on Truth or Scare, on all these shows. And man, she's going to be missed. She's going to be missed. I'm going to watch Eurotrip again over the next week or so. RIP, Michelle Trachtenberg. Chances Becky is at the Raw show in MSG in 2 weeks. It's possible. Let me see what they've got. The Raw schedule, they've only got like, what, a couple TV Raws in America through through the beginning of April? I didn't see the MSG show. That's in Buffalo. That's not at MSG. I was going to say, I don't think they're doing MSG, are they? Oh, yeah, they are. They are. I'm dumb. Of course they are. I think it's possible, but I don't know how tickets are moving for that. I don't know if they, I mean.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most. Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
If you're bringing Becky back, obviously you want a surprise on Netflix to be like, oh my God, look, she's here. She's done a lot of promotion for it. But they've got her under contract. She's healthy. She's good to go. It's just awaiting creative nailing down something. And I'm sure there's give and take there too. Nicholas says us Raw viewers or US Raw viewers don't get to see some of the Raw backstage videos because they get commercials when international fans see it. Have you heard of this changing at all? I think what they need to do is start releasing them all on socials, because you can't get away from the commercial element of Netflix. Like Netflix paid money for this show. They weren't going to not get money back. But they should start doing like a collection of them or putting them on socials to some degree if they don't already. Now, I watch with NordVPN.com/Fightful. So I don't see those commercials. I do see the video, the buffer video that plays during SmackDown nonstop, though. You learn every note of that song when you watch one episode of SmackDown on NordVPN.com/Fightful. But I haven't heard that they're doing this, but they should do it. Also, for people in the venue, like I had a friend who went to watch Raw on Monday night, and she was like, yeah, I don't watch a lot of wrestling, and I was excited to see Rhea Ripley. All I could see was her shoulders. Like, we didn't even get shown on the video screen the interview that she did. What is going on with WWE Hall of Fame? They announced 2 inductees. However, no date. Do you know why? Because it's like 2 months away. And they're probably going to finalize it. I would imagine, and this is a hunch, not a report, if I were them, I would make it an attraction at WWE World. That's what I would do if I were them. Does Logan Paul have good heat or go away heat? A little bit of both. There are people that you legitimately want him to go away. But there are also an awful lot of people that recognize that he is very effective from an on-screen, in-ring wrestling perspective that I think is undeniable at this stage. Now, they're certainly limiting his wrestling. He's continuing to learn and continuing to train as much as possible from what I understand. But there's certainly both. Certainly both. Van Twinblades in the Humper Chat. Dimension 20 put out a trailer for the next season of D&D on their show. We get Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Chelsea Green, and Bailey playing a wrestling-themed 4-part game of D&D. Sadly, to watch the whole thing, you have to give Dropout money. Dropout. What is Dropout? I mean, I'm sure it's a subscription service. I don't know what that is. Is that the... No, that's not the one that I'm thinking of. Did that used to be like College Humor or something? What is the one with very important people on it? Damn, that's a good one. No, it is on Dropout. I think it is on Dropout. Listen, I considered subscribing to Dropout just because of that show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen very important people on like the Instagram clicks and all that stuff. That is brilliant. That is hilarious stuff. Vic is one of my favorite comedians like out there right now doing the stuff that she does. Oh my God, it's so funny. The Tommy Shrigley jam last year. Little clap. That was incredible. Incredible. I will make my predictions for Elimination Chamber shortly, because I said that I was going to do that on Monday and I didn't. Come on, everybody, give a little clap. Oh, man. Listen, I understand, like, we live in a very, like, ask for money here world. Listen, my line of work contributes to that. I can't really hate on that. I used to pirate the hell out of stuff when I was younger and I couldn't afford it. So what I will never do is, like, guilt somebody for not subscribing to one of the things that we do. Sometimes it's not within your means. Now it's within my means to pay for these things and to handle that stuff. And that's what I try to do. I try to support the people that create these things. So I don't know if there's, like, something debaucherous involved with Dropout, but I wouldn't mind subscribing to what they got there. But the only time I'll be like, yeah, you need to be subscribing to Fightful Select is if you use our news as an engagement post, or if you are aggregating our news and it didn't come from Fightful Select or come directly from us, you shouldn't be doing it. That is irresponsible. You shouldn't be doing it. Do it right, or do it for somebody else. Play on somebody else's name. We have New Lack City saying, SRS, my guy, what are WWE leadership think about The Rock coming in, doing his own thing? Is it okay for people to admit some of his promos make no sense, especially his last three appearances after Mania? Loves to shoot, flex his power. So the way that I put it on Monday is, I mean, the long and short of it is, a lot of people, and I'm not using this as in a derogatory way, are marks for The Rock. They grew up on The Rock. They watch his movies. They aspire to be as famous as him, as successful as him, as liked as him. So a lot of people give a lot of leeway in that sense. And, you know, why wouldn't you? I haven't heard of him specifically mistreating anybody or anything like that. Seems like a good gentleman. When we had reported throughout October, November, December about The Rock's plans or lack thereof for WrestleMania, you would notice what we put in all of those articles. That the creative team, the talent, and everybody else, the staff, executives, were all very aware that he could just step in and do whatever it is that he wanted. Because he's The Rock. And he has earned that as well. Throughout his work, throughout his success, he has earned that ability to step in and do that. I mean, the man effectively worked his way into equity in the company and a board spot based on what he had done. So, yeah, man, like I look at that and I go, okay, he's earned that. But there were an awful lot of people that also said, we're at the mercy of Dwayne, and, like, you made little jokes about that. There are so many things that aren't affected by The Rock that I don't think that many people are like, oh my God, hell, can't do this. Can't have him around. He's ruining it for everybody. I mean, some people get their time cut for sure. For sure. But, it also doesn't affect a lot of people. It just puts more eyeballs on this stuff. But yeah. I haven't necessarily heard of anybody, like, upset about it. What was the first match event you searched for at the launch of the WWE Network? He says mine was Chamber of Horrors from WCW Halloween Havoc. Let me see. I believe it was Spring Stampede 1999. And it's because I thought that card when I was younger looked pretty good. The card was Juventud Guerrera against Blitzkrieg. I loved Blitzkrieg. Bam Bam Bigelow and Hack. I was a dork for the hardcore division. Scotty Riggs and Mikey Whipwreck was a very odd one. Conan and Disco Inferno. I didn't give a fuck about that. No shade at them. It's just I didn't care at that stage. But Mysterio and Kidman for the Cruiserweight title. You had Benoit Malenko against Raven and Saturn. I thought that was a good tag match booking. Steiner and Booker T for the U.S. title, Goldberg and Nash in a singles match, a lot of marquee value. And then you had DDP, Sting, Hogan, and Flair for the world title. And, like, almost all these matches got time. So that was what I looked up because I wanted to see how that played out. And I had never seen that show before. Is everything good with Shida? When do you think we'll see Josh Alexander? How would you book him in AEW? I would consider maybe bringing him in a TNA tag team with Speedball, but I believe everything's good with Shida. I was surprised to hear she wasn't backstage at the World's End show because she lives in Orlando. Camera goes blurry again. Well, a lot of it depends on how Josh Alexander hits with that audience. You could bring him into the Callis family. That could be interesting. He could be a foil to Ospreay and Omega. I think you got to immediately bring him in as an important guy after his history in TNA. I think you got to do that. But I would imagine he gets involved with Takeshita, Fletcher, Ospreay, Omega. Just a hunch, not a report. Dropout is the same price as Select. You get tons of improv shows and comedy game shows. It's a lot of silly little guys. I will say this. I was vehemently against doing a paywall. I fought it tooth and nail back in 2018 because I was like, man, I really take pride in this being free and all that stuff. But we were losing money hand over fist at that point. Like, I cannot possibly explain to you guys. When I got ownership of, worked myself into ownership of the site, I then became privy to the financial end of things, and I saw firsthand how much money Jimmy Van lost on Fightful the first couple of years. And I was like, I'm lucky to have a job right now. And he stuck with it. Going direct to consumer changes the lives of the creators. Like, we have a writing team now. It's Jeremy, Colin, Skyler, Corey, Robert, and then we pepper in some other people. That was me and Alex for a while. So I'm not even on the day-to-day writing team anymore. Then it was plus Alex. And we were still losing money hand over fist. We do not make money on the article end of Fightful. It's supplemented by Select. It's direct to consumer changes lives. Sorry, I didn't want to stutter through that. Any update on an IC match at Mania? WrestleVote said a multi-man match was considered. All matches are multi-man matches if it has at least two men in it. I've not heard any update on that. If I were them, I would put Braun Breaker in something that highlights him as much as possible. But I saw Ibu tweet that he believes that the U.S. title would fit that much better, and I agree. I think the U.S. title would fit the multi-man match way better. What do you think of the AEW Revolution card? Well, by God, you know what? I'm about to tell you, and I'm going to make my Elimination Chamber predictions right here, right now. Where are we going? Where is this? Elimination Chamber, Toronto. Let me pull up the Revolution card. Revolution 2025. Well, it'd be a lot better if I could type it appropriately. First off, MJF and Hangman. Whoo, boy, get the hose. Get the hose. Big Boom Justice against TBA. Sure, why not? Wonderful gentlemen, wonderful family. Ospreay and Fletcher, steel cage match. I thought it was very important for Fletcher to get that first win. It is important for Ospreay to win this and also establish your cage as something where nobody else is getting in and nobody's getting out. That match is going to be insane. Takeshita and Omega, I think Omega is going to win that. And I think it's going to be guano crazy. MJF Hangman Page is going to remind a lot of people that MJF can tell stories as well as anybody in wrestling. Moxley and Cope. We'll see. I got all the confidence in the world in those two gentlemen, but I wonder how the audience will respond to it. Mercedes and Watanabe, boy, they have good chemistry. Mercedes will win that. That'll be a good match. I thought that they would have somebody else in that spot, but you know what? I'm just glad you're getting two women's title matches on this show. Toni Storm, Mariah May. I think they should go the hardcore route with this. And I honestly think they should consider closing the show with it as well, as it being the Hollywood match. I think that should happen. Elimination Chamber. Let me make my predictions real quick for that. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, unsanctioned match. I think it will go to like a double finish or something that might extend it. But if not, maybe Owens wins and Karrion Kross gets involved. The tag match, Tiffany and Trish Stratus, Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. Trish Stratus is pinning Candice LeRae in that match. Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Naomi, and Roxanne. I got Bianca Belair winning that one because I think Bayley and Roxanne are headed towards a collision course for Mania time. I would do Alexa, Nikki Cross, and the Wyatts against all of the Judgment Day plus Liv and Raquel. But I think that Liv and Raquel are probably going to defend the tag titles at Mania. So I think Bianca is going to end up winning this. And I hope that leads to a storyline en route to Mania with Naomi. Cena, Punk, Drew, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, Seth Rollins. It's going to be Punk or Cena. I would love to see a corporate Cena or a corporate Punk. So badly would I love to see a corporate version of either one of them. Get in your super chats, get in your humper chats like KE775 did, says after the two women's matches, how many other women's matches do you think get added to Mania? I think women's tag title, I think they will have U.S. and Intercontinental title on there. If you're not putting those on Mania, what on earth are you doing? My pipe dream is put the men's battle royal one night, women's battle royal the other on the pre-show. Why not? Just do it. You can have 8 matches a night on these shows. But I think they need to add something substantial on there. They need to have at least one non-title women's match. I think Bayley and Roxanne will be among them. Cadillac Carson says, I learned that SmackDown bumper music on my guitar. It's a bop. My God. That's a next level of getting it stuck in your head. Is it me or is Raw kind of boring lately? I enjoyed Raw this week. SmackDown sucked real bad. Let me know in the comments, have you guys found Raw boring? I believe that's Kate saying 130K subscribe. Listen, Kate. Kate hit me up the other day and she goes, oh, we hit 130,000 subs. And I was like, Kate, we don't hang banners for fourth place. And then she comes in here and she posts that. we have seen a significant increase of late. I'm very happy about that. But we've also put more into ad spend on YouTube of late too, like putting it in recommended and stuff like that, because the algorithm does not favor us. We're popular, everyone should know. Listen, man, Denise has got like 70,000 more than us right now. Damn, man. I got to start doing little videos and stuff. Hope we don't get more rewritten shows because of The Rock showing up last minute. It wasn't like as rewritten, but it was certainly more rewritten than usually SmackDown is. They pulled the video of Nick Aldis announcing the matches. The women's match, women's situation certainly got adjusted for time. That definitely happened. But I don't think we're going to have the massive rewrites, especially if you popped up on Raw. There's a lot more flexibility over there. On SmackDown, they don't have as much flexibility. So that was certainly one that I was like, oh, man, they're going to have to adjust things. And they did. How long do you think Jordan Grace and Ricky Saints are in NXT over under SummerSlam? I think Jordan Grace probably out of there in 6 months. I had heard from the Performance Center, like they had, she's on a main roster deal. I know that. But they had her get like a place there, but she only spends like part of the time there. Ricky Saints, Ricky Starks, I would imagine it's a very short run. He does not need NXT, but I'll say this, NXT does need him. NXT certainly needs him. Maybe less as much when the Hardys and Moose and people, top people from TNA are coming over there. But I think that Ricky Saints is needed in NXT. And then, you know what? I would have him move on up and probably confront that Cody Rhodes gentleman and immediately present Ricky Saints as a top guy. Immediately. And not like a malicious thing. Just a, here I am. You know who I am. We know each other. Here's our history. supporting you got me fired, etc. Like there's a story to tell there without punching down as well. I would immediately present Ricky Starks as the top guy in WWE on the main roster. The Hardys have Mania plans. They will be in Vegas, from what I understand. Why wouldn't they be? Their meet and greets are insane. If you have ever seen their types of lines and stuff at those, it's freaking insane. It is unbelievable. Actually, I don't see them on the WrestleCon list for Vegas. That's wild. But we will we'll follow up. Who do we contact about Fightful shop orders? Shandy, or just our info thing, info@fightful.com. I promise I am about to add a whole lot of Fightful merch up there. But like, I haven't dealt with the shop end of Fightful in a while. But listen, we've got the most dope fanny packs imaginable there. It's got like the paint splatter on them. We've got incredible beanies up there. I designed those myself, by the way. But I have long meant to add some on that. We've got a Steamboat Willie Fightful shirt, hoodies, all that stuff. Well, I need to update those and then change those up a little bit. But Jimmy's book is up there. But I'm very proud of the beanies and the fanny packs I designed because, and I believe a couple of the stickers I designed as well. I don't know about the mugs. I used to ship the mugs personally, but I no longer possess those. But we will add some stuff. Rody says, appreciate the weekly Q&A shows. Is TNA still planning on holding their own Hall of Fame ceremony with the WWE partnership? Yes, they do. I asked about this and was told that I was told that they do plan on continuing their Hall of Fame. And I wish I could give you a more robust answer, but it was never something that was brought up as something they wouldn't continue doing. Does TNA not include health insurance to their wrestlers? Saw a fundraiser for Jake something by TNA. Best wishes for him. It was the same for Chris Bay too. So no wrestling company pays for their health insurance. None. Unless you're an employee. However, if you were hurt in their ring, WWE, TNA, AEW, they pay for it. Jake something wasn't hurt in their ring, but he is signed to a deal. Now, I'm not privy to the nature of the deal. Chris Bay's is a little bit different. Chris Bay, now that it's out there, got paralyzed in a TNA ring. And from what I understand, they are paying for his medical stuff. That was never in question. But now that you see how serious the Chris Bay injury is, that was something that one of his friends set up as a, like, we don't know if this guy will be able to wrestle again situation. So it was a friend of his doing that so he would have a little bit more security. Because from what I understand, his deal would have been up pretty soon. Now, I think TNA has kept him on that deal throughout this period. I don't know all the details of that and will respect his privacy. It is an unusual look when you are touting, oh, we did this many tickets and we've got this partnership with WWE and you're not handling injuries for people who are signed to you. What good is being signed anywhere if they don't take care of you in that degree? Now, again, I'm not privy to the terms of the deal. I think he wrestled 20 or 30 times over the last year. That probably is more than his downside guarantee. What, I don't think he had a downside guarantee. He'd probably get exclusive paid per appearance. But I think paid per appearance deals are stupid anyway, unless they have some sort of stipend or some sort of salary or guarantee. If you are signing with a company and they say, well, we'll pay you this much per appearance, and here's a sign on the dotted line, a couple things. First off, they better guarantee a number of appearances that you're paid for, even if they don't use you. Guarantee you're going to pay me for at least this many amount of appearances, or provide a stipend along the way. Otherwise, I don't see the point in exclusive paid per appearance deals. Do you have a top five most least favorite interviews? I'll give you five in total and mention why they're some of my favorites or not favorites. Favorite one, one that's both is Virgil, because he had somebody in his ear giving him answers, but it was so bad that it was good. Alberto Del Rio, I interviewed him and I was told he would answer any questions. And I asked him about, you know, some of the abuse in relation to Soraya, and he went into complete victim blaming mode, and it devolved into an argument, and it never got released because I'm not going to participate in that. I had ones where you could tell Bron Breakker wasn't comfortable on camera very early on, but now he's coming to his own so much. Dominic Mysterio is really fun to interview. Matt Hardy as Broken Matt Hardy very early, or Big Money Matt. Oh my God, those were so good as well. But I would have to say my favorite interview I've ever done was with Muhammad Hassan, and that's because it was in the end of 2015, early 2016. There's a whole mess of you guys that have no idea I've been doing this that long. But I worked for Wrestling Inc. I was on food stamps because of making so little money working 60, 70 hours a week. And that is not an understatement. And I wanted to do something that could make my work stand out. And I don't do as much of the in-depth writing these days. But back then, I wanted to separate myself and I didn't see a ton of that. I saw David Bixenspan did a little bit of it, but it was largely just websites aggregating Dave Meltzer and waiting for announcements. And I wanted to do something different, and I reached out to a little Twitter egg emoji account or egg avatar account, and it was actually Muhammad Hassan. We set up an interview, and it was his first interview that he ever did about wrestling since he left. And that was incredible for me. It was so important. And Shane Helms lended to that. Court Bauer lended to that. Sean Devari, I was able to interview him and get them back in touch. And they started to do a couple of appearances. And I got to meet Muhammad Hassan last year. But that was my favorite because of what it did for my career. I believe Jimmy even saw that and was like, okay, this guy's good. But that was definitely my favorite because it changed my career. Another one of my favorites was Cody Rhodes in Detroit, because he did not have to do that. And I waited for 2 hours for him to get done with an appearance, and we did it on the run. And then in Ford Field, just me, my wife holding, like doing the camera, running the tripod, all that stuff. And it was, that meant a lot to me. And Joel Pearl fixed it because my wife accidentally disconnected the mic, but the camera audio picked it up. So Joel Pearl fixed the audio with AI. This isn't a super chat, but have you interviewed DDP? Seems like maybe the best dude in the business. I've interviewed him a number of times, including on the red carpet at a Cody event, a number of other times, but I'll tell you a story about DDP. When I was at Wrestling Inc., I made probably like from writing articles, and again, nonstop, probably $700-$800 a month. I was getting paid $1.50 to $3 an article. So what I would do is sell advertisements on the podcast that I was on. And I got like a 40% cut at that time, because I think when they made that deal with me, they didn't think I was going to sell any. So the amount of ads that I sold paid Wrestling Inc. more than what they were paying me to write. So I was paying for myself to be there. And I hit up DDP because I had a severe neck injury in 2009. I had a cracked vertebrae and did not get it fixed appropriately. There was scar tissue that built up and it pressed down the nerve that runs down my right arm. I still have a lot of problems from it today. It got real bad within a few years, and I was still trying to train MMA full time. I couldn't do it. I was forcing it and was really messing myself up. And it got to the point to where my wife would have to come home on her lunch break and she helped me out of bed. Couldn't get out of bed appropriately. Once I got up and moving, it was okay, but it was a struggle. And I started to do DDP yoga, and that helped me out a lot. It helped create a lot of disc space, or a lot more to help alleviate that pressure that was going down my neck and causing me all this pain. And, you know, finally after like, gosh, I want to say 8-9 months of doing it, I felt good enough to start training again and doing some pro wrestling stuff. And DDP heard that story and then reached out to sponsor the show. And that meant a lot to me because I don't even know if I reached out to him, but he heard that story and reached out to us and did that. And that's something I will never, ever forget. Are you aware of what Carmella will mention in her interview post-release? Says it's another side to the story. Could you see her and later Corey going to AEW? Corey's got a lot of time left on his deal. I wouldn't see that. I have no idea of what Carmella would mention in her interview. But I will say this, Carmella is one of the easiest people I have ever had to deal with in media. And I say deal with like had to deal with her. No, I had the great pleasure of interviewing her a couple of times. And she couldn't be better at those things. Like, she is so adaptable and versatile and kind, and is just when you see her, and she's with R-Truth at the time, R-Truth is the exact same way. You're like, okay, this is gonna be good. This'll be an easy one. But I just wish her nothing but the best. If she does like a podcast thing, I know she's doing a different project as well. She's going to succeed at that. She's going to do really well. She is full of personality, and just when she is tasked with something, she makes it happen and makes it work. And I've just got a lot of respect for people who do things like that. Like that goes such a long way. I want to tell you guys about our wonderful sponsor at ketone.com/fightful. This stuff was founded by ex-Stanford engineers. They got a Department of Defense contract, and I've been using this stuff to get dialed in for my podcast, for my workouts, trying to get in better shape, all that stuff. Ketone IQ is a high-performance energy. It's a clean shot of energy with no sugar or caffeine, but they did recently launch Ketone IQ plus caffeine, which is 5 grams of ketones plus 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea. And it tastes great. Again, I take this especially before my night podcast. So I'm going to be taking one of these, probably this one right here, the peach flavor, right before my AEW show tonight. I will before Elimination Chamber on Saturday. And it helps me focus so much. I've got ADHD, and I look for a lot of different supplements, over-the-counter stuff, that will help me stay focused because it can be a real struggle. And Ketone IQ has helped me with that. You can go to ketoneiq.com/Fightful and save 30% off your first subscription order and receive a free 6-pack of Ketone IQ with ketone.com/Fightful. Pro athletes, Olympic athletes, literally one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time all use this stuff, and it's fantastic. ketoneiq.com/Fightful. Again, whether it be before a long shift of writing, or a podcast, or a workout, check out ketone.com/Fightful. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats, my friends. Really enjoying talking to you guys today. How have you guys liked the solo shows of late? I've been doing them more here on the post-Raw show, all that stuff. I just want to see if you guys can tolerate me, I guess, a little bit. Any more news of Nikki? She said on her pod she would have a short run. We haven't seen anything since Rumble. Should we expect her before Mania? They had discussed things. That much I know. I don't know exactly what they discussed, but I definitely know that there was something that was brought up, because when I was told that she was going to be in the Rumble, I was told, oh yeah, it's not going to be the last you see of her as well. Now, I think that they could, you know, probably add something to Mania where it's like an eras match, like Divas era, Women's Revolution era, modern era, and like have all those represented. I think that would be kind of cool, but I haven't heard specific plans. Who do you see coming out of the Hangman MJF, Swerve Ricochet, Ospreay Fletcher match, and which one contends for the title? Swerve, I think, will beat Ricochet. Ospreay beats Fletcher. Hangman beats MJF, I think. MJF Hangman's the toughest one. I think Hangman, Swerve, Ospreay, Omega should all be supremely protected, because that's a thing that AEW hasn't done great, is heavily, heavily protect their baby faces. MJF has barely wrestled in the last 6 months. Yeah, but he's only, let's see, as I was thinking, like, who can afford to lose? He's lost one time since the start of 2024. So he can afford to lose that. He can afford to lose to Hangman Page. Hangman Page is also one of those characters that gets more interesting when he loses, because you're like, well, what's this going to do to him? Shotgun Sean says, what do you think, or who do you think should be the new Judgment Day member? I'd like to say New Day join the group, make the new Judgment Day. I don't think that's going to happen, but it does make a funny meme. Also, I just got sent a message. The Hardy Boys will be at WrestleCon. The site just isn't accurate. Thank you to a person who is doing their job very well, tied to WrestleCon. So I kind of think it should be Malakai, Aleister Black, and he should just change the vibes. Dominic, and like, there should be one person that's a really big proponent for him that just doesn't match Aleister Black's vibes. And that's probably who it should be. And they could probably, like, rebirth the Judgment Day. Very clearly, Malakai, Aleister likes doing that type of thing, because I thought that he did really well with Kings of the Black Throne and House of Black, but maybe with more direction. More direction. Any reactions from those in AEW with the Tony fumbled chance on NXT last night? What are your thoughts on this fan perception? They don't give a fuck, man. I don't know what to tell you guys. They don't care. Like, they don't care. I haven't heard one peep about it. I asked two people specifically, and one person just sent an eye roll back. They're just like, whatever, we got a show tomorrow. That's it. The fan perception, it's adjusting a little bit, which WWE has had a little bit less inspired shows and less inspired booked women's division. AEW has upped theirs a little bit. So you're starting to see a little bit of that give. But also, I feel like there's been also a lot of pushback on people being absolute dorks on the internet about who likes and doesn't like what wrestling show. Like, listen, I do not care what wrestling show you like. And anybody that says, Sean blocked me and jumped in my DMs because I didn't like a wrestling show, I don't care, man. I do not care. If you are in my replies being an absolute dirtbag to people, being horrible to people, insulting people over it, well, then I'm probably going to, one, match that same energy, and two, block you. But they don't care. Currently two-tier in it, or Netflix watching PS5. Watch Raw, seeing commercials. Why and what can I do? They're on every tier of Netflix. Ads are on live shows on every tier of Netflix, unfortunately. NordVPN.com/Fightful gets away from those commercials. You just change your virtual location. You fire up the app, change your virtual location, and I switch it to UK, and Netflix is very chill about VPNs. As long as they're getting your money, they don't really care. But I don't get commercials over there. Queen Aminata interview hoping. I would love to interview Queen Aminata. She's fantastic. I think this year should be the year she makes the big leap as far as booking as well. TNA Unbreakable is Thursday Mania Week. Yes, they are on the WrestleCon list. Thank you, Alex, as well. Alex, if you are in the chat and you want to send something else, you can. I won't. You don't have to send a super chat about it, but just send a question or whatever. Why did WWE never build a physical Hall of Fame? I think that their vision is that their Hall of Fame can be like a mobile Hall of Fame, and that's what WWE World is. Thank you for Jake from Windy City being a Fightful member. News on the Vince promotion. Who'd wrestle for him? almost nobody, and it isn't. I've not heard anything about this. He has been contacting people he's been comfortable with in WWE because, one, he's looking for allies and he wants to launch a new entertainment hub. Fox denied to me and to a number of other people that they've got any deal with him. Should the UK not expect a PLE in 2025? I think they'll take a PLE there. I think they will. I just don't know when. I mean, spring, summer months, they seem to have loved to like go over there. I think that's a good idea. I think WWE should just start going wherever it's warm. Royal Rumble should be in warm cities from now on. But I think that UK will get one. Have you ever interviewed William Regal? I've not. I think I've done a media call with him. What's your ideal of ratio wrestling promos on TV? I think it should be probably about 65-35. And some vignettes as well. Dynamite scoops tonight. I don't have any Dynamite scoops tonight as of yet. Thoughts on Vince Fox rumors? Fox completely denied it. Completely denied it. Said that they weren't doing it or it wasn't on their radar. They don't know if WWE or that they don't know if Vince has a wrestling company planned. But if so, they are not involved and nobody there has spoken as if they were going to get involved. SRS, I miss Camille. Is she injured? Not that I have heard. Any shot we get her versus Megan Bain in 2025? Yeah, I think there's a shot. I think that would actually make a lot of sense to bring her back. She had been, from what I had heard, Mercedes was open to doing something to blow that off. I don't know what happened there or... I've been asking for like 3 months now because I thought for sure they were just setting this up for a split and a blow off and her doing her own thing. The way that they wrote her off was so anticlimactic and weird and wasted everybody's time. Why would she not come back? Why would Camille, a woman like that, not come back and do something to get back at Mercedes after the way she was treated? She would. That was just, okay, if you want to write her off TV, then write her off TV. But you didn't do that. She just walked off TV. It was so weird. Cadillac Carson says, my favorite interview you've done is with Imperium. First time I saw Gunther smile, laugh, and seem like a friendly, charming guy. He's very, you know you're going to get honesty out of Gunther all the time. It's so good. So good. I would love to interview Ludwig Kaiser again as well. He is so clearly next up, unless they fumble him. He is such like just waiting. If Gunther loses the world title to Jey Uso, I think that Gunther's first feud should be Ludwig Kaiser. He should start pointing the finger at Ludwig Kaiser. Why weren't you there for me like you always have been? And Ludwig Kaiser can babyface himself a little bit. Be like, bro, where have you been? Where have I been? Where the hell have you been? Sauron says, thanks for answering, Sean. Might have missed this long ago. Did you respond to Kate's lawyer, Smart Mark Sterling? What was the outcome of that? We settled out of court for Kate retaining her job. There you go. Going to Mania for the first time this year. Is there anything you'd say is a must while there for the week? If you like indies, Joey Janela's Spring Break is ridiculous. That is worth attending, worth going to. But if you are big into like just, oh my God, that's cool. WWE World was a lot of fun. Like that was very cool. I really enjoyed that. Somebody said, or Meet Norma says, Camille is Harley's heavy, could be fun. You know what I hope happens with Harley? I saw Fightful alumni, Mr. Warren Hayes over on Blue Sky. You can follow me over there. Say, imagine if Harley was still Saraya's lackey. When Saraya comes back, she should still act like Harley is her lackey. And Harley's like, no. Or maybe like a little bit. Be like, oh yeah, I'm right back into this. And Mercedes should show up and be like, yeah, I'm disappointed in you. I thought maybe you learned something from all this. And that can lead to a little Soraya Mercedes thing where Mercedes, you know, Soraya is like, you know, you almost ended my career. And Harley emerges and is no longer the lackey and beats Soraya as well. I think that would be cool. And I think it would be a good, good use of creative for Soraya in something they haven't necessarily done before. Guys, I am back tonight on the post AEW show. I fly out to Toronto tomorrow. But I appreciate you guys being here. Get your super chats and humper chats in on for tonight's post show as well. I'm sure Kate will have that up if she doesn't imminently. But thank you all so much. Got some news on Fightful Select today about a legend doing producing work now. And I'm going to run that MJF feature early for all subscribers. We're out.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.